这个故事发生在主前四百多年，四百五十七年左右。
This story happened around 400 BC.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常遥远的故事。
And it's a story that is from a time perspective far from us.
但是这个故事影响了历史历代的教会。
But this story has influenced the churches throughout every generation.
我希望今天我们重温这个故事的时候，它再一次的在我们里面产生震撼。
And I pray that today as we review the story, it will shake and move you once again.
那首先我们在这里看见属灵的城墙。
And here we want to see the spiritual walls.
啊，我们经文就不去读了，我相信弟兄姊妹都读了，这是神的百姓归回的这班神的百姓。
Again, we'll save the time and not go into reading the scripture. Hopefully, you all have read it. We looked at this group of people that have returned from their exile.
他们重建了祭坛，重建了圣殿，也重建了城墙。
They rebuild the altar. They rebuild the temple. They started to rebuild the walls.
但是在尼希米记第一章呢，我们看到他听到耶路撒冷城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
And then chapter 1 in Nehemiah, we see that he heard that the gates have been burned, the walls have been destroyed.
表示这班回来的百姓曾经把城墙建起来。
It means that this people that have returned from their exile, they actually have begun that work, they actually rebuild the wall.
但是却被仇敌破坏了。
But the enemy has come and destroyed it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到这一般百姓的时候，我希望弟兄姊妹特别注意，这不是一般普通的百姓。
When we speak of this group of people that have returned, I want you to pay attention. They're not ordinary people.
这一般百姓是非常爱神的百姓。
This group of people, they love God tremendously.
他们原来被掳在巴比伦，早就已经习惯了巴比伦的生活。
They were taken into captivity in Babylon. Their lifestyle has been accustomed to that Babylonian lifestyle.
但是他们却不辞千里而回。
But they wanted to come home.
他们要为了神家的见证，他们离开了巴比伦，他们回到耶路撒冷，回到以色列。
For the testimony of the house of God, they left Babylon to come back to Judea.
换句话说，这一般人不是为了自己而活着的人，他们在乎神的心意，在乎神家的见证的人。
Again, this is a group of people that did not just live for themselves. They care aboutthe witness and the testimony concerning the house of God.
但是遗憾的是，连这一般神的百姓，仇敌都可以来破坏。
But sadly to say, even among this group of people, the enemy can come and bring about destruction.
所以我们没有一个人可以对仇敌轻看的。
And so none of us, we should despise the work of the enemy.
他只要找到方法，他一定来破坏神家的见证。
As long as he will look for a way to come.And to destroy the testimony in the house of God.
他一定要来伤害神家的百姓。
He will come and bring about harm to the people of God.
所以在这里我们看见这个属灵的城墙，当城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧以后。
And when we see these spiritual walls as they are destroyed, as the gates are being burned.
带来的第一个结果就是百姓遭大难。
And the very first thing that it brings about to the people that are there is that they're under great tribulation.
受凌辱。
And they were put to shame.
弟兄姊妹，千万不要以为属灵的征战要付代价，太辛苦了。
Brothers and sisters, do not ever think that spiritual battles I have to pay a price. It's too difficult.
我们不征战的话，代价更大。
If we do not fight, we pay a greater price.
你想，一个国家如果不能够保护他的百姓，任凭仇敌进出的话。
And if a country does not have the ability to protect its citizens and allow the enemies to come in and out.
我们最近读到阿富汗的故事，我们每一个人都很 sad.
And when we come to the news of what's happening in Afghanistan, I know we're all very sad.
如果你家的妻子、你的女儿随时可以被别人来欺负的话，你里面痛不痛苦？
If your wife and your daughters can easily be brought to humiliation and harm by the enemy, would you be in pain?
所以征战是要付代价，但是不征战的代价是更大的。
Yes, to do battle, there is a price to pay, but not to fight, there's a greater price to pay.
虽然在历史上曾经出现过夜不闭户的这种历史哈，就是晚上不用关门的。
So in human history, there's been a time where people didn't have to close the door or lock their gates.
那已经是很遥远、很遥远、很遥远以前的事情。
And these are a long, long time ago.
在美国还比较少看，我想我们去过香港、去过台湾、在中国的，哎呀，层层铁门，对不对
？And we see that as we go to China or even Hong Kong, there are multiple gates to their dwelling place.
连阳台上都放着铁窗。
Even the patio up on the apartment floors all have gates.
是我们喜欢当困兽呢， 还是因为怕仇敌来
Is it because we love to be caged or we are worried about the attack of the enemy?
弟兄姊妹，百姓遭大难受凌辱，这是第一件事。
And again, the people are being persecuted and under great reproach. That is foremost.
那第二个也是一样，百姓可以仇敌可以自由进出。
And secondly, we see that the enemy can come in and out very freely.
啊，我想今天没有一个世代像我们今天这个世代。更需要城墙来保护我们。
And I want to say that no generation like our generation need these walls to protect us.
如果我们认真看自己的生活
，If we pay attention to the details of our lives，
你觉得仇敌容不容易进出你我的生活
？Evaluate and see and say, is the enemy can he come in and out very easily？
世界的价值观，网络上各种的诱惑，这个世界。各种错误的教训和思想，你觉得它容不容易影响我们
？This world system, this world value, the things that we read online, and the things that the world is trying to cultivate and teach us, does it influence us？
我每次看到我的孙子，看到我的孙女，我就担心他们将来怎么办
？And every time I look at my grandchildren, I begin to worry about their future.
我儿子已经没空管了。
My son already has no time to discipline them.
他也要保护他的孩子了。
Because he wants to.Protect his own children.
整个世界变了，变到我们不认识了。
And this entire world has changed in a way that I don't even recognize it anymore.
甚至我们来不及认识这个世界有这么大的改变。
And we don't even have the time to grasp how the magnitude of this change.
我们跟神的关系被破坏。
Our relationship with God has been is being ruined.
我们属灵生命的纯度被破坏。
And the purity.Of our spiritual life is being destroyed.
教会该有的见证被破坏。
The testimony that should be in the house of God in the church is being destroyed.
我们甚至跟人的关系都被破坏了。
And even our relationship with one another is being destroyed.
太容易破坏了。
It is so easily to be brought into harm.
仇敌自由的进出。
And the enemy can come when he can come in and out freely.
而第三个，百姓失去了那种可以分别为圣的生活。
And thirdly, the people of God lost that livelihood where they are sanctified unto the Lord.
所以你读尼希米记，你可以读到他们在安息日照样做买卖。
And so you see in the book of Nehemiah that on the Sabbath they continued to do business on that day.
我们今天对主日太轻看了。
And today, when we look at the Lord's day, our value concerning that day is very, very low.
守安息日是十诫里面的一诫。
And to keep the Sabbath is one of the Ten Commandments.
对神百姓来说，干犯安息日是要除灭的。
Concerning the people of God, if they violate, if they do not keep the Sabbath, they are to be killed.
当西乃山刚刚颁布十诫的时候，有人安息日去捡柴。
And at the Mount of Sinai, when the Ten Commandments was just given, someone went and fetched kindling.
安息日去捡柴，这算什么？
They went to fetch kindling on the Sabbath day. What's the big deal?
他们带到神面前祷告，神说用石头打死。
And they brought it before the Lord and said, Lord, what shall we do? The Lord said, stone him to death.
弟兄姊妹，那位说用石头打死的神，也是我们今天的神。
And the God who says stone this man to death is the same God that we worship today.
他过去怎么样子重视安息日，他今天一样重视我们在不在乎主日。
The same way that he valued the Sabbath day is the same way he values.The Lord's Day.
他不是要叫我们守外面的律法。
He's not asking us to uphold to the law, the external laws.
安息日是要让我们知道我们是属神的子民，我们跟世人不一样。
But the Sabbath is for us to recognize and know that we belong to Him. We're different from the world.
我们是被神分别出来的，主日我们要来敬拜他。
That we are sanctified, set apart. That on the Lord's Day we are here to worship Him.
不是说我们不要上班，不要耕地，不要养家，不要做这个，不要做那个。
It's not to say that we no longer need to work or to labor.To raise our family, we can't do this, we can't do that.
神在七天里面挑出一天，让我们享受神的安息。
In the seventh day, the Lord picked one day that we may come and enjoy His rest.
让我们分别出来享受神的同在，来敬拜他。
That we may be set apart to enjoy His presence, to come and worship Him.
所以你会发现，尼希米的时代，城墙坏了。外邦人都进来做生意了。
So you discover these walls when they were crumbled, the people from the outside they came into the city and they began to do business.
安息日也叫他们做买卖。
And so on the Sabbath day they equally came in and did business.
他们让神的百姓跟外邦人通婚。
And so the people of God they began to intermarry with the people of the land.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是讲到分别界限不存在的时候带来的伤害。
It speaks of the harm that has been brought into the house of God when these dividing lines began to disappear.
我说尼希米的世代。 我们今天的世代是有过之而无不及、啊、
And I say that our time is, can mimic the time of Nehemiah.
尼希米不过只是为了把安息日分别出来，我们今天有多少仇敌可以来破坏我们的事情？
Nehemiah is only trying to sanctify that one particular day, but when we look at our lives, there's so many areas that's under the harm of the enemy.
所以我们这样子看完神百姓受到的情形，我们就很容易明白城墙到底是为了什么。
So when we begin to see all these things, the people of God begin to suffer because the walls have crumbled down, we begin to understand why the walls are important.
我们都需要有属灵的城墙。
We all need spiritual walls.